Good morning and welcome to a rainy, mid-cold November day in the Sierra Nevadas. This is Kathleen Pearl. Thank you, Father. Let your spirit come in the name of Jesus Christ and anoint my tongue to be the pen of a ready writer so that you are glorified over all the earth. I have done a small mini-series, which I will link this to, called OR, Old Apostolic Reformation. But after further dialing down in clarity by the Holy Spirit, I will call this Old Apostolic Restoration. Restoration is a word that implies bringing back to the original. This is a radical movement. Radical means roots or the origins. To be restored to the early days of purity. Reformation is remaking over. At the time of the Reformation, there were three prongs in the church. There was the Catholic Church in Europe, the Catholic Church, there was Luther, Martin Luther's Reformation, and then there was a third wing, so to speak, called the Radicals, which meant the roots, going back to the early church purity. And this should address some of the Hebraic roots movements also. We're not talking Judaizers, Talmudic Judaism, or Kabbalistic Judaism. We're talking to the early church tradition. And the radical movement was started by the Anabaptists, actually in Switzerland, as a counter to the Roman Catholic Church, which was a political beast. And the whore, the Roman Catholic Church, rode this beast for dominance. Nothing's new under the sun. The same operative is in existence and working today. These radical Anabaptists were murdered by the Catholic Church because they said that all true doctrine was grounded in the apostolic teachings and the teachings of Jesus found in the Holy Bible. Hence, the Catholic Church wanted to destroy all those who translated the Bible into the common man's language, and they wanted to destroy anyone who read the Bible without the priestly interpretation, that all truth is grounded in Scripture. And that man can know God personally through the revealed word of God and does not need a priest to interpret it for him. And I won't go into the roles and the offices of ministry. That's an aside to that. These people, the Anabaptists, spawned the Mennonites, the Hutterites, the Amish, the Baptist Brethren, the Brethren in Christ. And in New England, the free church tradition, which is still in existence. It is separate from the state-imposed political control through government or corporate regulations. Having said that, truth is truth in Jesus Christ. It's being connected to the head of Jesus Christ, whereas truth and doctrines outside of that, a specialized person that has special revealed knowledge, that is Gnosticism, and they're above the others, or they're more enlightened, or they have a higher status. This is not the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, if you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, be the servant of all. This is granted in humility. And the spirit of love is exemplified in those that teach apostolic doctrine and the prophets of the Old Testament. This Bible that we have has been drenched in the blood of the martyrs, and we need to uphold that there are many who are teaching another gospel and another Jesus that do not reflect the Jesus that is in the Holy Scripture. And this is what we are contending for, the faith given to us by the fathers, our fathers of faith. We are contending for this. And in Acts, I believe it's in Acts 7, I don't have it real quick, it says that this Jesus that you see, he will return the same way he left. He went into the heavens on the Mount of Olives, but not until the restitution or restoration of all things. So we are contending for the restoration of all things because God is holy. He doesn't dwell amongst profane people. And you say, oh, well, I felt this and I felt it was God. Well, you need to test the spirits. There are many who have gone out and said that they are Christ. They are spirits of Christ, that they are the Holy Spirit, that they point to Jesus, but it's another Jesus. It's not one founded in the scriptural truth. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, which is Jesus, is our example. It does say in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that this would happen in the apostasy in the last days. And that because people didn't love the truth, didn't really love Jesus, didn't live a crucified life under the blood of Jesus that is dedicated and devoted to worshiping Him and His ways, God will send them a, now that's my paraphrase, but because they didn't love the truth, I expanded on what the truth was, loving the truth, God sent them a strong delusion. So now is the hour to not waste our breath. The Holy Spirit Himself said about the great prostitute Babylon, who's riding the beast, the religious political system, come out of her, my people, lest you share in the sins of her, in the judgment for her sins. What does this mean? This means that there are people who love God that are in the system. They need to come out, or they will be judged. And they'll say, well, God wouldn't do that. Why would God do that? Because He's trying to discipline you and deliver you from your corruption so your soul does not end up on the broad path of destruction on the way to hell.